This is BPNradio.com, and you're listening to Marketplace Saturday, where business leaders go to grow. Marketplace Saturday is designed for the entrepreneur, employee, or student that's looking to grow, learn, and become more today than they were yesterday. Now, here's your host for Marketplace Saturday, Rick Gentry.
I've left to talk.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Marketplace Saturday. This is Rick Gentry, your host for another hour of Marketplace Saturday. Here on BPNradio.com. Be sure and tell your friends about Marketplace Saturday. Heard all day long, starting at 9 a.m. till midnight. Here on BPNradio.com, where business people are helping business people. People going where they can't go otherwise, and where they want to grow. I'd like for you to stay tuned for more information on how you can host your own show on Marketplace Saturday, or have a spot on this business channel where we will advertise your business. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our Marketplace Saturday shows may or may not be the view of BPNradio.com. My special guest for today is Pia Amato. Pia is a friend of the Gentry family and a supporter of Breakout Prayer Network. Pia is also giving oversight to her brother's business, known as Sports Nutrition Supplement Company. She attends Grace Chapel in Loxahatchee, Florida, under the leadership of Pastors Brian and Cynthia Rosenbarger. In addition to running her business, Pia has a heart for ministry, being involved in various ministries over the past years, including leadership, worship, and playing the violin. Pia, welcome to Marketplace Saturday. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Doing awesome. Tell us about how you got started in your business and what type of business you're giving oversight to.
Well, it's actually my brother's company, and he has used to have several sports nutrition supplement type of companies, and those are the type of products that you see when you visit GNC, Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World. And we specifically are the type of products that the real big muscleheads take for, like, natural testosterone, natural ways to lose weight, more so than just, like, Rick, the average person. So these are kind of like the big meatheads you see in the gym. That's what our products and our company specialize in. So my brother started the company in 1998 in my parents' house. Came up with all the chemical formulations and everything himself, and grew it to be, you know, one of the largest sports nutrition supplement companies a couple years ago. Unfortunately, you know, he was incarcerated a couple years ago, and I did take over for the business and am running it for him while he is incarcerated.
Okay. So you sell these worldwide, or is this in America only, or?
This is just in typically the United States. We do ship out to, like, military orders overseas and things like in the UK. But, no, it's just typically within the United States, because each country has their own laws that govern sports nutritional supplements. So it's easier just to, you know, deal with the United States laws.
Right. Sure. Okay. And you guys are located in Florida.
Yes, we are located, our office and warehouse is in West Palm Beach, Florida, which is in Palm Beach County. So that's where we ship everything from. That's where our offices are from.
Awesome. And what's the name of y'all's company?
The main name is Samson Distributing, but our website is called Legal Steroids. Of course, they're not steroids. It's kind of a play on the word. So meaning that our products kind of work just like steroids without being illegal. So, you know, all of our products, the ingredients are governed by the FDA, so they're all safe to be sold over the counter. you know, firefighters, police officers, and all branches of the military can use our product.
Right. And what's y'all's website, Pia?
Our website is www.legalsteroids.com.
Okay. Okay. Well, tell us about some of the challenges that you're having at this time with the ERC and how other businesses can maybe be alerted on this and give us some great information that would help others in the situation that y'all are dealing with at this time.
Yeah, for sure. Well, basically, the ERC stands for Environmental Research Center, and they're just a grassroots group out of California that kind of imposes the California Prop 65 laws. Now, Proposition 65 laws came about in 1986, and no other state participates except for the state of California, but it states that persons doing business in California may not expose individuals to chemicals known to cause cancer or reproductive toxicity. So basically, they just want stickers on anything that goes into the state of California. This is going to Proposition 65 that started in 1986 to protect all Californians from arsenic and lead in the water. That's kind of how it started, and it morphed into, they have thousands of ingredients now that are on their kind of not a banned substance list, but that the manufacturers need to warn the consumers about. Unfortunately, nobody's ever breaking the laws because everybody's levels are meet FDA standards, but they don't meet the ERC standards.
Yeah.
For instance, in sports supplements, which is what our company is, you can have 250 micrograms of lead in your daily allowable use of our product. And, of course, lead is a natural mineral. It's in everything. So you can't avoid it. But they allow 250 micrograms of lead, and that's the FDA. But the ERC overstepped the FDA and said, no, we want to say that 0.5 micrograms is what's allowable in the state of California, which is 1/500% lower than the FDA, than what they deem is safe. And the FDA is very strict. The FDA has some of the strictest laws in the whole globe. You know, we're some of the strictest laws concerning food safety and environmental safety and all that kind of stuff. So so basically, the ERC are scammers. They just found a loophole in Prop 65 laws as a way to sue everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't just sue sports nutrition products. They sue any type of product that goes to the that's shipped with it and sold within the state of California. So if you make pianos, if you make football, baseball gloves, if you send clothes, if you send, they sue Starkist tuna. They sue literally any type of product that goes into the state of California. They sue, and their basis is they say that they just want this little 1-inch sticker, depending on how big your products are. It's a little label that says this product contains lead, a chemical known to the state of California to cause birth defects or other reproductive harm. And obviously, no other state participates, so nobody knew about this law, you know? So companies were unknowingly shipping their products like they do to the 49 other states, and all of a sudden they didn't get warning. They got fined. You can get fined up to $2,500 a day.
Mm.
And so people were just, it's basically like extortion. And most companies would rather settle than go to court, because going to court is probably a good, at least minimum $100,000, especially depending how big your company is. If you're like Nike, Muscle Farm, Starkist Tuna, I mean, they sue everybody. They're going to have a big lawsuit. So most companies will settle out of court just to make them go away.
Right.
Which is a shame. And here's like a little, I was getting some facts and figures this morning. Between the year 2000 and 2016, businesses paid more than $284 million to settle Prop 65 cases.
Wow.
$284 million
mm.
just to settle. So that doesn't even even include the amount paid for cases that actually went to trial. And from my research, which I just want to make a disclaimer, I am no expert on the ERC or, you know, any of this, but I just know what they did to our company. You know, they sued us for a lot of money, and they actually won. So out of the $284 million, over $189 million of that dollars, that 67% of that went to attorney fees. So these attorneys are making, they don't really care about the environment, because I actually talked to Chris Heppenstall. He is the actual leader of the Environmental Research Center. And he said, listen, I don't care if you ship a block of lead, an actual block of lead, into the state of California. As long as you have that warning label on it, you'll be fine. I said, well, nobody knew about these laws. That's so deceiving. And those laws don't apply in the 49 other states. But they're still able to do it. And some of that money actually goes to the state of California because they're so broke. So the state of California is actually participating in this to make money. It's not just the ERC.
Wow.
So it's, you know, very, very sad that all of this is happening. So.
Well, Pia, I know this is a time for great faith. I'll tell you, it sounds like you guys are persevering even under the trials that you're facing. So you feel that you guys are starting to gain some momentum and get through this?
Well, we just had mediation. Like I said, they were able to – we're moving forward because we lost in the lawsuit that was unjust. They were able to sue us, and I only give these numbers out because I want to help other business people who, especially with sports nutrition supplements, selling anything within the state of California, to warn them about the ERC and about Prop 65 warnings, which, you know, now it's 2018. People are aware, but they weren't a couple years ago. Nobody knew about it.
Right.
But they were able to get from us, they were awarded a judgment of over $312,000. And like I said, I only say this number because I want to expose the ERC for who they are and what they are, you know, and to help other Christian business owners to avoid these kind of pitfalls. One of the mistakes that it wasn't actually a mistake, it was just something unfortunate that happened. Like I said, I took over from my brother when he was incarcerated. And during that time when he was incarcerated, back in 2014, the ERC did send us a judgment. And normally you have like 30 days to respond to a judgment. But since he, you know, when he got arrested, and I actually wasn't working for him at that time, nobody was aware that we received the judgment. You know, so obviously the judgment passed, and they've made many amendments to it since 2014. If you ever get, my advice is, if you ever get something from the ERC, do not ignore it, answer it, and, you know, there's lots of websites. Like I said, I am no expert by any means, but there's lots of websites that can help you, maybe give you some advice. I've seen some videos on YouTube about poor companies that have literally gone out of business. They've gone bankrupt because of all of the fines from the ERC, which they weren't aware of, you know. So we, you know, if you get a notice, you know, reply to it. You're going to have to get a lawyer, unfortunately. So we just got actually a writ of garnishment from them. And they were so aggressive that they even wanted to take immediate control of our domain name of Legal Steroids and have access to all of our bank accounts to take over the business. That's how aggressive their lawyers are. And we have a pretty, you know, well-known bankruptcy attorney, and he's like, man, I've really never seen this. They want everything. Like, they're vicious. So, you know, they have a lot of money, and they don't play nice. So if you get a notice, respond to it. Unfortunately, you probably will have to get an attorney who's versed in ERC laws and Prop 65 laws. Thank God they did. We had to put a large sum of money down, and we have to pay them a certain amount every month. And we have to show them our books every single month, and our bank statements and our P&L, our profit and loss, to prove to them. And they're going to take, you know, 10% of what we make from now till July, and then, you know, reevaluate for the next couple years because we couldn't possibly pay that all off so soon.
Right.
That, you know, that's kind of where we're at. We just, you know, the mediations, and it was unfortunate because, also I'd like to tell business owners that you can, and this is just something we knew, we found out, and we were supposed to be exempt from Prop 65 laws because they have a clause that says if you have 10 or less employees, you are exempt from Prop 65 violations, because you're considered a small business owner, and we actually have more than 10 employees at the time, but we had multiple companies working for each company, you know, so it was spread out. And I saw letters back from 2013 that our lawyers had sent to the ERC proving, hey, we have 10 or less employees as per your clause and your rulings. It's on their website, and they still were able to sue us. So that might be something that's very helpful if you are a small business owner with 10 or less employees. You supposedly are exempt from Prop 65 warning. So, you know, check into that. That might be helpful to somebody in the future who's fighting charges, you know, Prop 65 violations. That might be helpful.
Well, P, I appreciate that. I really do appreciate you sharing that. And I believe that that's something that most businesses would not be aware of. So you guys are, you feel like that you're kind of understanding where it's going, and at least you're not going to get blindsided again, hopefully, and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Is that kind of where you're at in it?
Yeah, we definitely are. I mean, we just had a meeting on Tuesday, so this is all new. We thought we were going to lose the company. We actually thought we were going to have to declare bankruptcy. And just go out of business. But, you know, by the grace of God, they did accept a payment plan. So, yeah, we're moving forward.
That's awesome. Well, you know, it seems like that under the circumstances that you guys, had the favor of God on you. I mean, I see a testimony coming very soon with you guys and your business and your company. So I'm interviewing Pia today from Florida. This is Rick Gentry, your host for Marketplace Saturday, and we're just beginning this, opening this up for businesses and also business people that want to host their own show. It's very exciting. We're doing some great things. I know I'm just honored to be talking to so many people that have so much wisdom and knowledge. Pia, let's shift gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you, who was the one person, or maybe there's two people when you were growing up that influenced you the most?
I would probably have to say, I play the violin, and I had a music teacher, Mrs. Elizabeth McClung, and she just really believed in me. When, as a kid, I had, and back then, and you know, in the early 80s, they didn't even have ADD, but I'm pretty sure I had it.
Right.
And she believed in me and just helped me and helped me excel in the violin. And so Miss Elizabeth McClung, she was my music teacher, and she was wonderful. I think she's passed on now. But I so enjoyed seeing her every single week. And I'm actually sad that I don't have a picture of her because I want to remember what she looked like. But I like scoured the internet and I can't find it. But she's in my heart forever. So that's one person. And then I guess there's been so many, I guess, people in church. I can't really name just one.
Sure.
But just youth leaders all growing up. Like, I grew up in an Assembly of God church, so we had missionettes and daisies and Royal Rangers and youth group. And so from leaders from my early days in missionettes to my youth leaders, my junior high leaders, they just, you know, saw potential in me. They saw what God saw in me, even though I was a rebellious brat at the time. they saw the good. through all the ugly. So all my youth leaders, I don't know, Pastor Kevin and Aurora Pick were very influential in my life when I came back to the Lord, and I started because I started helping out in youth ministry. So just my pastor Tom Peters back from Trinity Church International. You know, he's always going to be my pastor, and just such words of wisdom that have been imparted in my life. So I would just kind of say people from church growing up really made an impact in my life the most.
Right, right. That's awesome. Well, I remember my music teachers as well playing drums growing up, and they had a huge impact on my life. What was one thing that you feel that made you very successful, Pia?
The thing that made me successful, I think, was my determination. And I kind of either do something all the way or I don't do it at all. It's kind of my personality. So when I go for something, I go big. I think either go big or go home, kind of, which is good in a way or bad in a way, because then you don't get the little things done. But I think that, you know, I saw that I had potential when I was a kid. I did so bad in school, but yet in music I excelled so much, and I didn't have to try. I just was good at it. So that kind of, you know, when you're good at something, it makes you want to do it more. So, kind of helped me, I think.
Well, that's awesome. Let me ask you this. What would you say to people that want to start their own business out there? What would be some key points that you would share with us today that would help them?
Well, speaking, you know, starting any business, but particularly with the business I'm in right now, sports nutrition supplements, just, you know, look around, study what the biggest and the best companies do, how their ads are, because it's all about, in this kind of business, you know, advertising, what's your social media, get to know social media, how it works, you know, about emails, you know, you got to do autoresponder emails, you have to set up all that. You can't just start a business and think, oh, I'm just going to send out a couple emails. You have to have search engine optimization companies to help you. You know, when basically that means when people type in your name, for instance, our name, LegalSteroids.com, our name's going to pop up first versus one of our competitors, you know, and like the names of our products, they'll pop up first because that's considered like search engine optimization. So do your research and see, you know, for instance, I'll use like Macy's. So what is Macy's is obviously a very, one of the best department stores, and see what they do to make themselves profitable. Why are they successful? Is it their ads? Is it, you know, study and do your research. So I would suggest people doing that, reading blogs. You can learn anything there is to know. I found out on YouTube. Wow. YouTube, like the Academy of YouTube. Just go on YouTube and watch some for real. Like, go watch some videos. So I would suggest that, and that would be a good place to start.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I'm interviewing Pia this morning, and you're listening to Breakout. You're listening to Marketplace Saturday here on bpnradio.com. Another question for you, Pia, was what would you do different? What would be something that maybe you would do different in building your business?
Oh, gosh. That's a good question. Something I would do different. Answer the lawsuit.
Right, right.
I'm just kidding. Going back to the ERC, you know, we didn't know about it. So, but, I mean, knowing who who your employees are, because unfortunately we've had some good employees, but we've had some doozies, you know, people who have actually tried to steal our trademark names and work for our competitors and take all our information to our competitors. So, this is for Christians, this show. This is just not for everybody. Like, ask God to show you through spirit of discernment, like, who are you about to hire? Who are you about to let in your place of business? Because they'll have access to a lot of confidential information that, let's face it, it's easy to copy on a disk, you know, on a removable disk and sell to another company or to use for their own benefit. So just know who you're bringing into your place of business, I think would be a good advice.
That's awesome. Pia, I just want to say how much I appreciate you spending time with us. I did want to give you plenty of time to pray for businesses today, business leaders and people that are working in business and people that are thinking about starting a business. And there's a lot of I feel like there's a huge movement towards that where people want to own their own businesses, but they don't maybe know how to get started. They don't know what kind of finances it takes. And then today it's been so insightful listening to you talk about some of the pitfalls, some things that that you guys were unaware of, obviously, that Satan tried to come in and take your business away from you. But I think there's a lot of hope. There's a lot of people that after listening to this today are going to be optimistic about you know, wanting to start a business, but also they've learned a lot. And so, again, it's just great to I'm sorry you guys have had to go through this, but, again, I think that God has shown up faithful through all this stuff that you guys have been dealing with, but you're coming out the other side. So if you would, Pia, would you pray for everybody today, please, business people? Thank you.
Certainly. So, Father God, we just come boldly into your throne room right now, and I just lift up business leaders all over the globe and the United States today. I ask you that you give them special wisdom, Father God, as they're leading their business, as they're being the business leaders that you've called them to be. First of all, I thank you that you have them, that they would have integrity in everything that they do, even the tiniest little details. I think that they wouldn't compromise. There would be no compromise in their business. That they would do everything according to the rules. They won't try to bend the rules, Father God. And I think that you're going to honor them for, even though they can make money by doing something that's a little illegal, that they won't go that route, Father God, that they'll have character and they're going to do things the right way. So I pray for these business owners. I thank you, Father God, that you give them wisdom and discernment, Father God, concerning who they hire, who they bring into the place of business, Father God. I thank you that you show them wisdom and discernment on what products to sell, what route to go when marketing their products on social media, email blasts, everything that entails selling and marketing their products. I thank you for divine connections, setups, appointment, and favors in their life in Jesus' name. I just thank you for all of that. I thank you just that you protect them, bring right people, right connections into their business. Thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh. You own the cattle on a thousand hills, and it is ours by inheritance. And I thank you for blessing Christian business owners across the United States of America so that we can, in turn, bless the kingdom and support ministers to further the gospel in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pia, thank you so much for that. And I so much appreciate your time. It was great to talk to you today. And we'll have to have you back again sometime.
I'd be honored.
Well, enjoy your day. And this is Rick Gentry, your host for Marketplace Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight every Saturday here on bpnradio.com. Please contact me if you would like to host your own show or have a spot on Marketplace Saturday. You can contact me at Rick Gentry, bpnradio@gmail.com, or call me or text me at 214-918-8707. Thank you guys for listening today. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to another special edition of Marketplace Saturday, being heard throughout the day here on bpnradio.com. Keep listening for another special show here on Marketplace Saturday with your host, Rick Gentry.